It's Jason Rosam here at Langdon Park School in Poplar in East London today, talking about the problems surrounding the funding for school sports partnerships. I'm at the hub school, Langdon Park School, of the Tower Hamlets School Sports Partnership. And these were designed by the Labour government. They were set up to increase sports and physical education opportunities for school children. But last month, the minister said they plan to end direct annual funding for the partnerships in March 2011. They say the programme's no longer affordable, nor the best use of resources for encouraging competitive sports in schools. And today, a number of children from across London are going to be taking a petition to Downing Street and also to the House of Commons. And I'm joined by one chap who really likes, obviously, the school sports partnership, because you work in it, Ibrahim, don't you? And how successful is it?
I would say, you know, in terms of successfulness, you can really look at this and measure it by the amount of kids we've got participating in the annual school sports partnership competition. I mean, just a couple of years into it, we've got well over 1,000 children participating. We've got round about anything from 70 to 80 young people working with us. On top of which, we've got around about 33 mini clubs, I believe, which are operated around the borough to encourage young children to get involved in sport.
And are you worried about them cutting the funding for this?
I mean, I don't even think worried is the word. I think, you know, it's bigger than worried, because if anyone could see it, I mean, if anyone could see the amount of, you know, the amount of help it's done for the community and the positivity it's brought about since this school sports partnership has been about, then it's incredible. You can't measure it, and it would be a shame to lose it, because it's not only the kids that get affected, it's also the wider community, including the schools, the parents, the young adults who are just, you know, maybe left school or may have just left college and are thinking a possible career choice. So to lose this, it's a really, really big shame, because I think what it is you have to consider not only the smaller community, but also the wider nation as well. You have to think, okay, if we should be encouraging sports, especially with the Olympics coming up.
Yeah, we want those gold medals, don't we?
Definitely. I mean, by cutting sport, you're not exactly encouraging sport. We've got a lot of kids thinking, okay, 2012 is around the corner. Now's a chance for me to get involved in sport. Hopefully these kids will become the athletes of tomorrow. And by cutting the funding or by stopping all of this, then we're back to square one.
So, okay, I mean, Ibrahim, thank you very much. There's a petition of 500,000 people have signed this petition. It's going to Downing Street. David Cameron has said that there will be a review into this. He's asked the Education Secretary and the Culture Secretary to look again at the plans following these concerns. And I've got more on this throughout the morning here on BBC London 94.9 FM.